This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The campus of Eastern Michigan University is buzzing. Faculty, staff, and administrators are busily working to prepare for the return of students. Move-in day at EMU is on Saturday, and students are expected in droves. Eastern Michigan University today has announced that freshman enrollment is at its highest level in school history. Additionally, more students are going to be living on campus than at any time in the past decade. As you might imagine, these figures are mighty pleasing to our guest this morning. That is none other than EMU President Susan Martin. Good morning.
Good morning to you, David.
So, obviously, happy, happy news.
It's a great time on campus, you know, and it's the collective work of a lot of faculty, staff, and fellow students that have just told the world about what a great place it is at Eastern, what an affordable education, a beautiful historic campus, and we have been discovered by 2,871 new freshmen so far.
That's amazing, and that may actually go up after the first couple of weeks of class when we determine actual figures, right? Roughly how many students is EMU serving on campus in total now?
Last fall, we were at 23,500. Now, we have been graduating more students, so our graduation number of students, we actually started commencement early in April in order to accommodate them all, so we're graduating 400 to 500 more per year, so they need to be replaced. But it's an exciting time in Eastern. We are getting more students coming in and more students graduating, which is what it's all about. And they are coming in smarter than ever.
That's right. The GPAs and the ACT scores, they are all higher than past few years, correct?
That's correct. In 2 years ago, our incoming fall class, we had 165 new students in the Honors College. Last fall, 370. This fall, it'll be over 400. So that's just amazing. And what does that do to the average GPA and ACT of our incoming freshman class? Well, we think right now our average GPA is going to go up from 3.1 to 3.2, and our ACT is going to go up a full point from 21 to 22.
Statistically, that's huge. With students that are better academically prepared for the rigors of college coming to campus, it's got to be pleasing to professors and lecturers. With the increase in student population, is there also an increase in the number of instructors?
Yes, I just greeted our new faculty this morning, and we've authorized 40 more searches for next fall. So we have faculty retiring, and we are replacing them and adding more at all different levels, both our tenure-track faculty, our full-time lecturers, and our part-time faculty.
As a matter of curiosity, how many in the student population require financial aid of one sort or another?
Well, I don't know what the exact percentage is, but at least half of our students are Pell Grant eligible. So our students truly work their way through college. And as a result, sometimes it takes them a little bit more than 4 years. That affects our graduation rates, but our number of graduates is going up. Because our students hit the ground running, they know what it is to earn an education and to work their way through. So financial aid is really important to our students. We have dramatically increased financial aid over the past several years, and I will be recommending to the board another significant increase for us to build the fall 2014 class.
EMU has obviously been a state leader in holding tuition rates down to make higher education more affordable, and it began with a 000 campaign, and in each ensuing year, EMU has raised rates well below state average for public universities. Has that played well in marketing the university to prospective students?
Well, I think it's actually just what they see when we've automated admissions, and they see that scholarship comes to them at the time they get their admission packet, an estimated scholarship amount, and also what the bottom line is going to be, and they see that that's affordable, and they talk to their friends who have gone here and enjoyed small class size, accessible faculty, seeing the president riding her bike around, handing out suckers, beautiful green grass. It's just great. And we're going to start them off this year by finishing our move-in day with them marching out onto the football field to see us win against Howard at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a game you'll hear right here on WEMU, and it's going to be a very special event. This year's Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Eastern Michigan University President Dr. Susan Martin. EMU today announced record freshman enrollment for the upcoming academic year. And additionally, there are about 4,000 new and returning students who will populate campus housing, which is the most since 2003. Now, President Martin, Best Hall was the latest residence hall to undergo significant renovation, about a $2.2 million effort over the summer. What are we looking at Best Hall?
It's absolutely gorgeous. I just walked through and got a tour the other day. It has a very nice color scheme and been upgraded and also created some very nice new big meeting rooms that have wonderful windows, and one of them has a fold fireplace, but on top of the fireplace is a massive Puebic tile mantle that's absolutely gorgeous. I know the students that live there are first-year students that have a 3.0 or above. Some of our honor students are really going to love BEST.
And what is going to happen next? Capital improvements have been ongoing since your tenure began here at Eastern Michigan University, and it's really made a difference in the aesthetic to the campus. Has that played a role in attracting new students when they visit as prospective students?
Well, I think the beauty of the campus is certainly remarked by many who have lived in Ypsilanti all their lives. They've never seen the campus look prettier. But aside from pretty, we spent $90 million on a new science complex that's state-of-the-art, and that has attracted many new students because we know STEM careers are going to be higher wage, higher demand. We also have improved the residence halls and renovated our largest classroom building. All that makes the campus very attractive. The footprint is very pretty, and it's very has a feel that's more like 8,000 to 9,000 students, not 24,000. So it's a very friendly, beautiful campus.
Historically, one of the bigger challenges for Eastern Michigan has been less about getting students in the door than getting them to stay. Student retention has become a stronger focus in recent years. Are those efforts paying off?
They are. We have gone up from 71% to 76%, and our registration of our fall class that started last year is higher, so we don't have a final number for this fall. But we feel that once we admit someone, we have a real responsibility to them to help them graduate. So you'll see in our student center down in the food court is a new Francine Parker Advising Center, which is set up like an Apple store. You walk in and you can get advice from any of the students or GAs that are standing around. You can
go
to a computer. Yeah, you can go to a computer. It's set up like an Apple store. And if you need the genius bar at the back and a sit-down appointment, you can get that. And this week, over in McKinney Union, we opened a transfer student center because they have specific needs. So we're trying to be proactive in helping students get the advice they need to stay on track and get through and get a job.
Well, you touched on this a little earlier, but the more you retain, the more that come into campus, the larger the graduating classes are going to be. Last academic year, we saw the largest graduating class in school history. Are we anticipating another record in the 2013-2014 years?
Yes, I think that we'll continue to see a large graduating class at each commencement, and it's gone up about 10%, and we're very proud of that. I mean, we want people to come and complete their degree. And about half of our students that come here come to Eastern with some college but no degree. They come to us from community colleges, they come from other universities, and they end up completing that degree that they intended to get all along. So we're proud of that as well.
Well, once again, move-in day for EMU students is Saturday, and the day is going to culminate with EMU's football home opener against Howard at Reinierson Stadium. It's a 6 p.m. game, and if you don't make it to the stadium, you can certainly catch the game on WEMU or online at WEMU.org. President Martin, you optimistic about the football team this year?
I love football, and I really, really want us to go to a bowl game. So every year, my heart is out there on the field, and I wish our young men success.
Obviously, you are going to the game.
Obviously, yes, I'll be there.
We'll see you there. President Martin, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, David.
That is President Susan Martin, Eastern Michigan University's proud leader, who today announces record freshman enrollment for the fall. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.